VOA News. The White House said Wednesday that President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will not hold a second summit until next year. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Trump wants to wait until after the special counsel Robert Mueller finishes his investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Meantime, a new Quinnipiac University poll said Americans believe by a 51-35% margin that the Russian government has compromising information about President Trump. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings and other attacks Wednesday in southern Syria, killing at least 204 people. Multiple bombers blew themselves up near a market and a busy square in the city of Sweida. President Trump and leaders of the European Union have announced a path forward on trade. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The president says he and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker will work
towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies.
There is also the issue that set off trade tensions between the U.S. and the EU.
We also will resolve the steel and aluminum tariff issues, and we will resolve retaliatory tariffs.
Juncker pointed out soybean farmers in the U.S. have been hit hard by these tariffs.
The European Union can import more soybeans from the U.S. and it will be done.
The two also agreed to work together to reform the World Trade Organization. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. and EU presidents met at the White House today for nearly 3 hours. The two partners are responsible for half of global commerce. This is VOA News. President Trump is